Yes, we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. We are entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, and I am here with my main man, the Marcus Haney. He is the Marine Entrepreneur. How you doing today, Marcus? Hanging or banging?
I am banging. I love that name, the Marine Entrepreneur. Like I said, I still got to buy that domain name.
You are a Marine, but you are also an entrepreneur, and here I am, good old Marky from down on the block, built a few businesses, had a little success, putting on my coaching hat now and then, and trying to help the next guy in line. So thinking about you, Marcus, we all want to build these incredible businesses, right? We have these big dreams. And as we set out to attack these dreams, it's not easy. We want to build these businesses, but it's stressful. It's tough. And a guy like me at my age, you know, I'm thinking about living longer, right? I'm thinking about finding a way to have a little longevity in my life. And when I get into business and stressful stuff, we know that takes some time off of my life. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm sure it does take a little bit if it's not purpose-driven, right? Yeah. I think that's the difference between what we're doing here at Haney Biz, or you're doing overall with this the revolution, is it's purpose-driven. So I think at the end of the day, that doesn't really stress you out because it's what you want to do.
Well, I still get stressed, Marcus.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, see, even as an old guy, you know what? Any young guys and gals out there know that even at 55 years old, you still wake up in the middle of the night stressed out a little bit. I may not be stressed out about the same things as you are, as you were fighting for our freedom in Afghanistan, but I still get stressed. I mean, and there's still a lot of pressure. There's sort of that dad pressure, if you will.
Right.
I call it like almost like Superman pressure, where it's like, wait, I'm the guy holding all these businesses together financially. I'm supposed to know how to run them. I'm supposed to be the coach. Well, what happens if the coach is wrong? It's a little bit of pressure, my man.
I can only imagine. And I keep pushing back to, hey, no one's shooting at me right now.
Yeah.
So makes entrepreneurship a little bit easier if there's no bombs and no bullets coming at you. So I keep that into perspective.
No doubt. I mean, just thinking about this, right? So every entrepreneur has a different kind of stress, right? So whether you're a senior player like myself or maybe an up-and-comer like you, we still have stress. Thinking about that, if we were trying to like identify with the average entrepreneur out there thinking about stress, all right, I pulled a list of stressful items from entrepreneur.com, right? The biggest things that entrepreneurs get stressed out about, it gets us up in the middle of the night. Any guess on what number one is?
Well, luckily I got the list right
in front of me.
So
the guy cheating on his homework.
Hey, C student, I had to get away with something.
Okay,
right?
I got you.
But I see it's access to capital, but I would probably try to argue with that a little bit and say that sales in a lot of these times is access to capital, right?
Well,
and we talk in those worlds of VC funding or whatever, however you're going to get your money, but you got to get money from your customers if you want to be any sort of business.
Raise money from your customer. What a concept. But you know what? That's not easy, right? It's not easy to figure out how to sell, how to grow your business, how to get over the hump, right? We have these expenses. A lot of times we start off and we're not profitable, right? Most people don't start their business off day one with a huge contract. Did you?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so, I mean, you got to have a little bit of anxiety about, like, just paying the bills. Most people, they come as an employee. When you're in the Marine Corps, you're not signing you're signing the back of the paycheck, right? You're not signing
the front.
I'm
in front
now
of it,
you're like, you're signing the bills, man. That doesn't keep you up at night at all?
Oh, well, no doubt. It absolutely keeps me up at night, but I don't allow it to control my destiny, control my emotions, right? I think that a lot of times people have stress or fear. You know, it's fear of the unknown. It's fear of their insecurities. Maybe they don't believe in their business or believe in their product. So if you don't have that overarching belief or that optimism for yourself, then I think that you can really get yourself stressed out beyond control, and that's when people end up closing doors because they can't deal with that, right?
Yeah, so, without a doubt. I think a lot of times we feel alone and you got no one to turn to, and you just sort of feel like you're maybe a little stuck on the island and you're out in the middle of nowhere. Well, that you said fear of the unknown. I think a lot of times that is actually the number one thing on the entrepreneur.com. That is the biggest fear I think that we have. We fear of the unknown. A lot of times it's what we don't know. We don't even know what we don't know.
Right.
And right. So it's kind of like, man, how am I going to deal with this uncertainty, this doubt, right? When you're hanging, you are on the beach in Cabo, right? That's where I like to be.
No doubt.
When you're banging, you're at your very best, at your very best opportunity, making sales, making deals, you know, making great things happen. And so many times we get caught kind of stuck in between unknown and, you know, thinking about it, you know, how that affects us. I mean, that affects us. I mean, it takes years off your life when you're stressed. But I mean, thinking about you, like you, what wakes you up in the middle of the night right now, Marcus?
What wakes me up in the middle of the night is, you know, I have a thought that I got high self-worth, I guess, right? So I think that I have the ability to do something, and me not meeting my expectations on myself is what kind of keeps me up at
night. Kind of like fear
of failure. Fear of failure, right? Fear of not living up to my abilities, right? Yeah. So I think that that's always something that I kind of have at the forefront of my mind, which is, you know, that's very opening. That's very telling. Hard to say on the radio a little bit right now, but, you know, that is something that keeps me up at night. And also, you know, I got to put food on the table for my family, right? So, okay.
Yeah, you got a six-year-old son. I coach him every now and then.
Yeah, he likes to eat, likes to, you know, go play sports. He likes to do activities, and it's okay. Hey, how am I going to do the right things up front in order to be able to have that longevity of relationship and compassion I have with them by coaching his sports, by watching his practices like you do growing up, right? Yeah. So I would think I'm going to bounce that question back to you a little bit and say, okay, as somebody who's built a several hundred million dollar company with an exit, you didn't start off focused. You didn't start off in Northern Video with a contract per se. Kind of walk me through maybe what that looks like for our viewers about, you know, how you'd go from deciding that position to where
I think,
you ended up.
I think it depends on what stage you're at. I think at this stage, you know, having had a couple of W's underneath my belt, I want to feel relevant, right? I want to have people, I want to make an impact somehow in this world. And I've come out here and kind of popped off about igniting this entrepreneurial revolution and, you know, and having these millionaire business partners, the 100 millionaire business partners in my backyard. And, you know, I feel like I need to do something big in my life in order to make you proud after what you've done for our military, in the military, what you've done for our country. It's like, wow, I've got some shoes to fill here. I got to make my kid proud, you know? So that's kind of like part of like what stresses me out a little bit, man. If I don't come through, you know, my family won't be, think as much of me. So that's really, I mean, if there's anything that stresses me out, it has to do with the people I love not feeling like I've kept my commitments to them.
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about at that capacity. You're above and beyond reproach of any other person. I'm lucky to call you my father, but you're also my mentor. You're Coach Haney. We're here, like you said, igniting this entrepreneurial revolution.
Yeah.
You know, kind of tell our audience a little bit about your culture that you built at Northern Video Systems and how you arrived on having this family mentality and how you got your folks to rally around you on that for longevity,
company,
right?
Yeah, our company, we built it up to the largest security camera distributorship in the country, merged with another company and had some super success. And I think the key was teamwork. The key was deciding what we were going to do. We had this billion-dollar dream, and over time, the team figured out a way to get there, and here I am now. I'm no longer on that team. I'm now chasing these entrepreneurial dreams of my own, but how do I deal with the stress? I was for sure stressful on the way up, and it's for sure stressful at times as I battle this this new challenge in my life of creating this enterprise, if you will. Right before, it was a group of security companies. Now it's this enterprise where it's businesses from in all shapes and sizes, different business groups with this media platform that helps support it all. So it really is a little more challenging. How can we connect those dots? How can I make you proud? And I think for me, I have, you know, things that I put into my life. There's two key things that I think I put into my life that help me deal with the stress. Because I, for sure, I get stressed and I want to succeed and I want to make you proud. And the first thing I do is I put perspective in my life. And the second thing that I do is put the right people in my life. And there the perspectives, from a perspective standpoint, you know, whenever it gets stressed, I stop for a second and I take a look back, I step back from the situation and I go, you know what? I got a pretty good life. I do have a kid that loves me. I do have a couple of kids that love me. I've got grandkids, my wife of 33 years. You know, I've got people in my life. And I think in my business world, though, you get stressed in business as well. And I think when I think about putting people in my life, I put people in my life that complement me. I am only good at so many things, but I put the right people in my life that view life as the glass is half full instead of half empty. People that bring me optimism, people that make me better because they're good at stuff that I'm not so good at. So if I get the right people in my life, I feel like I can do anything. That's what we did in my old company. I think that's what we're doing right here now with the Haney Biz efforts and this big project that we've stumbled across here and now we're so committed to. But I think also besides, you know, you got the people and the perspective, right? So the right people, the right perspective, it really ties it all together. And I think for me, you know, at this stage, I think about resume virtues versus eulogy virtues. Resume virtues meaning like what you did, you know, where'd you go to college? I used to be worried about where did I go to college? And I used to always think that maybe I hadn't done enough. And then once you, I think you have a little bit of success, you start going, you know what, that stuff doesn't matter. Really, what you have on your resume is so much less important than what people might say about you in your funeral, right? And your eulogy, you know, what you did, how you helped change their lives, the impact that you made on their life. And so today I'm hearing those kind of things and it's so gratifying. And I think as we think about winning in entrepreneurship, we have to deal with our stress in different ways, right? I exercise, I work out, I try to eat right. I got a couple bad habits, but I've got a few good ones as well. But I always step back and go, hey, take the perspective, make sure I have the right people in my life. And it makes me think about this poem that has affected me. My good friend turned 50, and she, you know what, at her 50th birthday, she read this poem to the group, and I'll give you the cliff notes. It's about the dash, right? So when we live our lives, right, on our headstone, there's the beginning. For me, it's back in 1963, and dash, you know, whenever I end up kicking off, and the poem goes like this. I read of a man who stood to speak at a funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. And the poem went on to talk about purpose and winning and putting people in your life. And it ends like this, Marcus. So when your eulogy is being read with life's actions to rehash, will you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? So I'm proud to be working alongside you on this radio show, Marcus, on this podcast, on this thing that we do that we call Mark Haney and Marcus Haney, building things together. And just a little shout out to all those entrepreneurs fighting the good fight out there for entrepreneurship, for their family, to put food on the table, how they figure out a way to you know, challenge themselves without, you know, getting so much stress that they end up killing themselves. And to all the guys like you, Marcus, who fight the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. To the 13 stripes and to the 50 stars. And to that one dash that's always worth fighting for. Yours. Never above you. Never below you. Always by your side. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.